The Trail We Blaze, a story written by There Must Be a Lock and read by 429 Car Crash. This story is rated for teen and up audiences, and no archive warnings apply. The fandoms are Marvel Cinematic Universe, Hawkeye Comics, and The Road to El Dorado. The relationship and main characters are James Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. Additional tags: crossovers and fandom fusions, alternate universe, alternate universe The Road to El Dorado fusion, waterfall showers, Bucky Barnes versus the jungle, and Lucky the Horse. Summary: this jungle seems to hate Bucky personally, and it's entirely fucking mutual. Bucky stares up at what appears to be a solid wall of impenetrable jungle foliage. I can't believe you dragged me into this. Dragged seems like a strong word, Clint says innocently. At least my bow made it. And the map? He pulls the map out of his quiver and unrolls it, cocking his head and squinting. We don't have any food, Clint. You still have your knife, right? We'll hunt. Live off the fat of the land. The fat of the land. Aw, don't give me the face. If nothing else, it'll be an adventure, right? Sure, fine, whatever. Aw, come on, Buck, it'll be fun. Clint's eyes are sparkling, almost the same color as the stretch of tropical ocean at their back. Nobody I'd rather be on an adventure with than my best friend. Bucky stares at him for a moment, hoping his turmoil isn't visible on his face, and wondering if this is a good time to tell Clint that he wants to be so much more than best friends. At least if it goes as badly as he expects it to go, he could just swim right back out to sea and let Clint do the whole El Dorado thing on his own. He starts, and then stops, clears his throat. He should have taken the opportunity to practice this speech when he was in a goddamn barrel on the goddamn boat for approximately a century. Before he can say anything, the goddamn horse shoves its head up under Clint's arm with a whinny, like it's asking him to play, and Clint laughs out loud, thoroughly distracted. Good horsey, he says, scratching it fondly between the ears like it's a puppy. Fuck this fucking jungle and everything in it. Bucky didn't know mosquitoes this big existed. Fuck the mosquitoes and the fucking leeches that bit his ass when he went wading yesterday. Not to mention the fucking humidity. It feels like they're swimming through the air, not walking. This jungle seems to hate him personally, and it's entirely fucking mutual. Clint didn't get his ass chewed up by leeches. Clint didn't accidentally swallow a spider earlier. Clint didn't get stung by some sort of goddamn plant. Even the horse, dubbed Lucky, has a clear preference. He tossed Bucky off the first time he tried to ride the damn thing. Lucky bucked Bucky, Clint pointed out, snickering. Honestly, Bucky can't even blame Mother Nature herself for her blatant favoritism. Bucky likes Clint better too, even when he's cracking stupid-ass jokes like that. Because, well, it's Clint. Enough said. Clint, you are such a fucking asshole, Bucky snarls. Apologize to Lucky, Clint insists, arms crossed. He fucking bit me. He was trying to help you. Bull fucking shit, Bucky retorts. Clint, just toss me the fucking vine, I swear to God. Not until you apologize. Fuck you and your fucking horse. Do you want the vine or not? I swear to God, when I get out of here, big words from the guy up to his waist in quicksand, the quicksand that your fucking horse pushed me into, for the last goddamn time, I take back every nice thing I ever said about you, Bucky says. Bucky is still giving Clint the silent treatment a few hours later, when the heavy gray clouds open up and douse them with freezing cold buckets of rain. They make a run for whatever shelter they can find, which isn't much. There's a shallow rock outcropping against the cliff face where they huddle together, trying to shake off the cold. It's not actually freezing, but they're soaked to the skin and it's a damn sight colder than the previously sweltering air, and with night starting to fall, the temperature is only going to drop. Clint shivers. Don't be such a fucking princess, Bucky grumbles. Clint is always like this when the temperature drops below, like, 75. Fucking summer child. Clint busts out his best puppy eyes, looking bedraggled and woebegone and other adjectives that usually apply to Dickensian orphans, and Bucky is helpless. It's the puppy eyes that landed him in this whole mess to begin with, really. Come on, then, Bucky sighs and lifts an arm so Clint can snuggle into his side. Bucky wakes up with Clint sprawled half on top of him, no longer shivering, but uncomfortably overheated and, crap, more than a little bit aroused. Luckily, Clint hasn't noticed. He's still out for the count, snoring loudly. Unluckily, Lucky has. He's watching Bucky with a distinct air of amused judgment in his one eye. Or maybe Bucky's projecting again. Whatever. It's another morning of trekking through the goddamn jungle, and, on one hand, the jungle sparkles a little bit in the morning sunlight that filters through the canopy, all that absurdly green foliage glittering with drops of last night's rain. On the other hand, the jungle still hates him, and he still hates it. Bucky manages to walk into a bush filled with some sort of sticky sap and blunders out with an entire new tree's worth of twigs in his hair. It may or may not have been his fault. He was too busy staring at Clint's smile to notice where he was going. Clint tries to finger comb some of them out, but Bucky maybe likes that a little too much, and he has to duck away from Clint's strong, clever fingers before much progress has been made. And yeah, he'll take the blame for that one, too. Stupid, ill-advised crush. It's not his fault, however, that some sort of fucking bird mistakes him for a fucking nest, tries to land on his head, gets tangled in his hair, and proceeds to shit on him twice in its attempts to get away. Clint shoots the bird down and somehow manages to conjure a fire from their damp surroundings to cook it over, which, of all the impressive things Bucky's seen him do over the years, that might take the cake. Part of him is swooning and wants to propose on the spot. The other part of him is aware that he's covered in bird shit, mud, tree sap, and sweat, so not the most romantic circumstances. The waterfall is almost beautiful enough to make Bucky reconsider his feelings on this goddamn jungle. Almost. Water showers down off the rocks in a steady stream, spraying into a fine mist that captures the sun in clouds of rainbows, and there's a tranquil little pool at the base of it, crystal clear. Bucky can't deny the pure, giddy joy that's welling up in his chest as he takes in the peaceful scene. It's picturesque as fuck. Lucky looks happy to be stopping here, hooves splashing in the shallows as he drinks his fill. Clint, meanwhile, starts taking his clothes off the second he sees it. He lets out a whoop as he hits the water, bounding in up to his knees. Bucky tries not to stare or swallow his tongue. At least there's plenty to look at elsewhere. Colorful exotic flowers, fucking trees and shit, whatever. Who is Bucky kidding? He's staring. What are you waiting for? Clint calls, grinning as he shakes water from his hair like a dog. It's perfect. Bucky strips, almost hobbles himself with his pants, and narrowly avoids face planting into the pool, but he gets there eventually. It really is perfect. The water is just cool enough to be refreshing without feeling like a shock on his skin. Bucky wades in deeper with a sigh of contentment. Clint, meanwhile, is at the edge of the waterfall itself, face tilted up to the mist that's billowing from the rocks. He's waist deep, and Bucky catches himself staring again, gaze catching on the rolling muscles in Clint's shoulders, the freckles clustered across the top of them, even darker than his tan skin. The soft, fine hair on his forearms has gone a sun-bleached white gold, visible when he raises his hands to slough water off his face, and the movement does obscene things to his biceps. He turns, giving Bucky one of his sunny smiles, and Bucky makes a stupid, choked-off sound, feeling his cheeks go hot. His eyelashes are pale gold, too, and they're all clumped up and spiky with the water, framing sparkling blue eyes. "You should let me get some of the shit out of your hair now," he says cheerfully. Bucky grimaces at the reminder. He plunges his head under the waterfall before Clint can start up with the finger combing and the scalp rubbing, and he scrubs his own fingers through the two long locks, trying to get the worst of it out. When he emerges, gasping for breath, wiping water out of his eyes, Clint is very close to him. He reaches out, pulls one lingering twig out from behind Bucky's ear, and gives the rest of him a cursory inspection. "Jungle looks good on you," Clint says, smiling. Bucky intends to make some grumbly comment about how much he hates the jungle, but before he can get the words out, Clint kisses him. The water is cool on his skin, making his mouth feel even hotter in contrast when he parts his lips. Bucky lets out a soft whine that's inaudible in the steady rush of the waterfall and kisses him back. Bucky can't really find it in himself to grumble about anything right now, which might be a first. He's lying on a flat, sun-warmed rock, one hand behind his head as a pillow, while the other slides idly through Clint's damp hair. Clint is kissing his way down Bucky's torso in a lazy, unhurried sort of way, getting acquainted with every inch of skin, stroking his hip bones when he lets out a little snicker. "Do I want to know what just went through your head?" Bucky asks him wryly. Clint muffles another laugh, pressing his mouth to the skin of Bucky's ribs. Then he runs a finger along the line of hair that runs down Bucky's lower abdomen from his belly button. "Treasure trail," Clint mutters and snorts. Bucky rolls his eyes. "Are you saying the real gold was the dick you got along the way?" Clint laughs so loudly he startles a bird out of a nearby tree.